go ahead and get started. You ready?
Yep.
Roll call.
Badger.
Present.
Eck.
Here.
Metcalf.
Here.
Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Scrooge.
Here. Six in attendance. I had to catch myself. So the very first door of business is very important. So let's pass the resolution first. Resolution number 429-22, recognizing Lynn Saputo's years of service. May I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all in favor? Aye. Thank you. I'm gonna do that. So, why don't I just read it? So, I just want to say this for a little perspective. Lynn basically took, for all intents and purposes, a non-existent programming department. We did some baseball stuff and whatever. We did some stuff. We were doing a few things here and there. But Lynn basically took it and made it special. And I am so grateful and so proud of the work that she's done for the district. It has already impacted this community profoundly, and it will do so into the future because she's laid all the groundwork in a really outstanding way. So thank you seems really insufficient for everything that you've done. And you all know, all the people in this room know, that Lynn doesn't, and I can appreciate this, Lynn doesn't do anything partway. If she takes it on, she's all in, her entire heart, all her time, all her energy, all her passion goes into that thing. And it thrives. It's beautiful as a result. So for all the energy and the passion that you've given the district and made this whole division special, I'm really grateful.
Thank you very
much. With that, I will now read a little something. Whereas Lynn Saputo has been a dedicated employee of the Springfield Park District for 12 years, starting in April 5th, 2010. Whereas she has, through her knowledge, abilities, dedication, and sincerity, can we do a look at that energy, made a lasting contribution to this district. And whereas the community and the Springfield Park District have truly benefited from the many improvements to the public parks and facilities as well as additions to recreational opportunities during her tenure as the Director of Recreation Marketing, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, that the Board of Trustees expresses its appreciation to Lynn Saputo for the service rendered by her to the district and the people of this community during her time in the district. Also, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees that the picnic shelter at the Henson... The picnic shelter at the Henson Robinson Zoo shall from this point forward be named the Saputo Party. I love that. I just love it. And become a destination for special events and community outings to be enjoyed by future generations.
Lynn, I'd like to add to that, you know, I it's how do I ever follow something like our president's grow. Lynn's been with us for 12 years. She was originally hired, maybe some of you don't know this, as the general manager of Aaron's Pavilion. Does not seem like 12 years ago when that happened.
I tell so many people I started on a folding table in the attic and wasn't even approved by the city for occupancy.
Yeah.
And a bride met me at the front desk with a card and donuts and said, "Now give me a contract to die of a wedding that I was promised about 2 months ago."
And it's been go ever since, no doubt. And she was obviously later promoted to the director of recreation, later took on the marketing department on top of that. And in those 12 years, as Leslie said, she has truly poured her heart and soul into this organization. Weekday, weekend, daytime, nighttime, perhaps to the detriment of some other things that she has going on in her life as well. She absolutely has grown the rec department far beyond my expectations, far beyond what it has ever been before. You have really created the marketing department from ground up because we did very little in terms of marketing. And I will tell you, the pieces that we produce, the exposure that we have,
so
the
professional
to the social media footprint that we're having is really, really amazing. So I wanted to recognize that. But beyond just the rec department and the marketing department, Lynn has played also a much larger role in this organization. She's been a critical, invaluable member of the management team since she's been the director of rec and marketing. And this is the senior level team that you see at our board meetings that really provides insight on high level issues and challenges and that this organization faces on a daily basis. You know, we have board meetings and we talk about super high level stuff, but managing the day-to-day operation of a $20 million organization as diverse as we are is not an easy task. And Lynn has, as well as the whole management team, has played just a critical role in providing insight that's helped me and the whole organization really weather the storm. And Lynn has walked us through many different transitions from staff to operations. And I too, like Leslie, thank you is not sufficient for everything that you've done. We've formed a close relationship and a friendship. I consider you a really close friend, Lynn, and that will continue. And I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done for the organization. You have some very large shoes to fill. You have raised the bars very, very high. And I really did want to sincerely thank you for everything you've done, Lynn.
Thank you for all of this. I really have not had my hands up on any of that, so thank you so much. Flying through, and we fly through a lot of stuff annually, and I was like, wow, we did that, you know, like all the things that we, the dog parks, and I mean, just everything, so.
You should be very proud.
Thank you. My girls have grown up in the park district, at least my youngest two, especially, she's Bella. Any 6 days she'd be under my desk at Aaron's Pavilion on a pallet, you know, she's a third big phone watching a movie on a thing, but, there are things that I have done that I never dreamt in a million years that I would get to be a part of, and I'm going to every part of it acceptably, nice and intense. And I hope to have probably grandbabies soon, and I have two girls in the South, and I want to travel, so I'm what comes next. And you'll see me.
We're counting on that.
Barb Walker has already signed me up as well.
All right. Why am I? She didn't waste any time.
I did not. We have never worked out in this drive. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Super amazing. Does the Zoom have
Yes. We bounce several ideas, Doug and I, off of each other. And,
gosh, what a gem you have. Yeah. I think he's just going to really knock it out of the park. And being here for many years, I just have this gut. He's not leaving us, and he's just going to do awesome stuff.
Good.
Very exciting.
All right. Minutes of the previous meeting. May I have a motion for the committee minutes of May 11th, 2022?
Motion for omnibus approval.
Thank you.
Public hearing minutes of May 18th and ordinance of May 18th, all of 2022.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to pass all the minutes. Questions? Discussion? Roll call.
Badger?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Hyland?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. I need an omnibus motion in the amount of 186. For public comment, do we have anybody who would like to address the board this evening? What?
I got nothing.
Okay. Just wanted to give you the opportunity. Yeah. Now moving on. Thank you, Councilor. Now moving on to long-range planning.
Motion for omnibus approval of $186,000, authorizing staff to make equipment purchases for the 3 MTI Groundmaster mowers, the 2 MTI Groundmaster mowers, and the 5 Doolittle utility trailers.
Okay, that's a motion. May I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further questions? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Scrope?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays.
We left you at committee with the information that we're going to have a bid opening this week in regards to our Making Greens, Cart Path Phase 5, and our Gerben Park paving. We had our bid opening on Tuesday. Numbers came back better than we hoped. Weren't great, but they came back better than we hoped. We had some rough estimates from when we did the project. Lincoln Greens come in at around $117,000. It came back at $146,000, between $29,000 and $30,000 over. We had some estimates on Gerben Park being at $55,000. It came in under. It came in at $51,000. So in our Enos and Gerben redevelopment plan, you guys approved the budget. We had a budget of $100,000 for Gerben when we did that. So we came in at $51,000. That's for asphalt through Gerben Park, so that's a good number. And Lincoln Greens was $146,000. So we had one bidder. We had Ron Berman. He was the bidder. And put that bid in for a total of $197,680 to do both of those projects. And as you know, the Lincoln Greens is in our bond. We had that money in 2022 and 2020. We're short a little bit, so we'd have to find some money out of operating. And the Enos or the Gerben project, that will be refunded out of the old TIP project that we have with Enos and Gerben.
So does this leave us then some wiggle room in case something else goes over for one of the other?
Gerben?
Either at Gerben or at?
Not at Enos?
No, but just that it's what I'm saying. So that if like the playground system at Enos comes in over what we had originally thought, we can shift things around because this came in under.
Right.
Yeah. We're
okay.
Off of this big ticket item based upon this.
Right. You wanted to see what the damage was first.
Yep. And in regards to the Lincoln Greens, as Jason said, it did come in slightly over our budget. And I'll preface this. We were excited about the numbers, which sounds weird because it's over budget.
It's only $29,000.
Yeah, given
that we thought it could be $50,000.
Right. And the Lima Langer came in at $1.5 million when we were anticipating $750,000. So all things considered, we were happy with it, and we, We do not recommend rejecting the bids at this point, because if we go back and we bid this in the fall or next year, we have no reason to believe the prices are going to be lower. In fact, there's good reason to believe they probably would be higher
if you stay out for 2-3 years.
So if we accept these bids, then two questions. One, what's the timetable, always, right? And two, how many CARP pass holes do we get at Lincoln Greens?
So with Lincoln Greens, this will get us number 5, 6, and 7 for a grand total west of just holes number 3 and 4 in a little section of...
Seriously.
So with pre-COVID numbers, after we got this done, if we were to bid out again and the whole construction rolled back the way it was prior to, say, 2019, you know, we might be another 80 to 100,000 to complete the project based on old numbers. So we have basically 2 more holes left to do after we get 5, 6.
That's fantastic.
September? September, is that what they meant?
So typically when we have the installation of brand new pathways, we try to go in September when it's dry out. We get some big city tournaments out of the way. That's kind of when we do it. And again, it just depends on whether if we get an opportunity and Ron Furman calls me up and says, hey, I can be here in August or July because we're in the area, I'm going to tell him to come on in.
So would it be appropriate for a motion to accept?
Yes.
I make the motion to accept the lowest bid.
Which is Ron Furman paving for a total contract amount of?
Total contract amount of the two combined for Lincoln Greens and German equals $197,680 for both of those combined.
Okay.
Now, if we wanted to go something of not to exceed in case we have some type of a change order or something coming on here later, since this is up for discussion, we've done that before on a lot of the projects.
Then how about a motion to accept the bid with a motion to not exceed $210,000 for Ron
Furman
paving for the German Park paving and the Lincoln Greens Park Path update project.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you. And a second?
A second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Any other questions? Roll call.
Badger?
No.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Scrope?
Aye. 5 ayes and 1 nay. Thank you. I need a motion to approve, I'd like an omnibus motion to approve ordinance number 1485-22, annexation of 11 Lake Knolls, and motion 1486-22, annexation of 7667 Old Carriage Way.
Omnibus motion to accept and pass ordinance 145-22 and ordinance 1486-22.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Can we have discussion on this?
Sure.
These are the annexations of...
So these are properties that the city of Springfield has annexed into the city, and then under the park code, we are allowed to then piggyback annex them. Both of these properties were annexed by the park board during the large annexation that we did. So we're already levying SRD taxes on, we're already levying SPD taxes on them, but this will allow us to now levy SRD taxes. This is the same annexation process that we go through anytime the city annexes property, and the spirit is that we want to remain coterminous with the city of Springfield.
When did they annex that in?
The city annexed it
2 months ago. Right?
About two, maybe 3 months ago. Yeah.
And this is something it's a sort of a standard thing that we've been doing.
Yeah, to be clear, they are part of the district already.
Right.
However, the SRD is limited to city properties only. So we can't annex them until the city annexes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they would be
part
of the SRD.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's
okay.
The fine line we're walking.
I see. Okay. Thanks for that. Light bulb. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. I also need a motion to approve the May 2022 Statement of Claims and Visa Bills. Thank you. And thank you. Is there any questions on those? Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. I think, Lynn, you want to promote anything? One last shot on the way out the door?
I really do. Another marketing piece that we just got off the ground when the Chamber sends out their letters to all of Chamber members. We are now part of the piece of the marketing puzzle. This is our first run, and we have calculated ones around the holidays, encouraging people, passes for summer, with about, I think, 3 that we'll participate in. Juneteenth, obviously, is this weekend, Comacock Park, big, humongous shout-out to General Park Maintenance. They have pretty much built the fit course. Now we met this week with National Fitness Court and some of the higher-level, state-level sponsors. We're finalizing graphics. We're not going to be able to move forward in this short of time frame with a portion of the mural that would be locally art-driven, but that doesn't mean we can't rewrap. The way they have designed and they're designing it is the whole backside, there will be a splash corner that will be the graphic standard for the logos that need to be on there, and then the art mural will take about 2/3 of it. So we're going to go with an impactful statement that supports our efforts in Comacock right now, and some really fun, bright colors, and then we can maybe get ahead and work with schools and do something with local artists and plan to do a rewrap of that section at some of the time. They are hoping to have us be the first fitness court in Illinois that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois cuts the ribbon on. It's a very aggressive timeline, which will be about the middle of July. If all pieces go well, we're trying to get a quote from A-Sign to do the graphic installation and finalize artwork. Now that the Austin General Maintenance has it done, it is out there looking very intriguing. Construction fence around it. I will be there Saturday to rah-rah the project, and we'll have signs in by Friday saying, please keep out. But look at this cool thing we're going to cut a ribbon on, and there'll be some imagery of the final.
Any thoughts to timetable?
They would like
my favorite question.
To do it around the 15th of July is what they're thinking, but they're putting Amanda in touch with the Blue. So basically now that NSC has served us up, it would be the Blue Cross Blue Shield, the Park District, coming together on a timeline and then making sure we get the city officials and the alder persons and everybody dialed into it. Hopefully that date can come as soon as next week to throw out some options for everyone. And then it's going to be the chase of the graphics and the install of the graphics that we'll decide the date after that once we get her cat to the one date, you know. So pretty cool stuff. We would be the first fitness court in Illinois, in the capital, much like the Fit Lot, which is awesome. And we'll get that signage out there so that the patrons understand what's coming. We're sending everything we're doing to the city. We're still waiting on that city grant language. So we are going to do a press release as soon as, you know, we get the final grant sent over. So all of that. And we're hiring the Comacock team. Students, the band, all has arrived. Thanks to Stephen chasing down Enterprise. So we have something to cart the students around in. So they're really putting together a very robust year. We're going to do a lot of that job shadowing we did in our first round.
Yeah, I love that.
So we'll be in the parks on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, and then we'll have students in the facility on Wednesday with the goal. And it's just the perfect, it feeds our programs. We had at least 3 kids who hung over from 2019, and we just hope we get, you know, a ton more that stay with us.
Yeah,
pretty cool stuff.
Great job. Last question. Timetable on pump track. Are they still on track for June?
They're on track for June, I think. I had a conversation with Martin Engineering. They're working in the background on some drainage plans and some stake out of the actual park where it's going to go.
Okay.
So once that part's done, then we're waiting to come in. That will be our cue to come in, actually, because they all the earth out. So we have to get staked out with Martin, but they're in the process of working with Paul.
We have a lot going on.
Yep.
All good stuff. Yes, Chris.
Just want to make sure that we state for the record that there's a special board meeting next Wednesday.
Yes.
5:30 here, so that everybody's back on record again. And are we going to set a schedule, or is that something that will be determined the day of?
Yeah, it's on the back side of there. Sorry, it's a double-sided paper. So I contacted all the candidates, let them know, provided them the letter, gave you a copy of the letter. So I'm starting to get some confirmations back from them. But we gave them 3 to 5 minutes for kind of a little intro, followed by any questions the board may have, and then I think we scheduled them every 15 minutes.
Now, just for public knowledge, these are going to be sealed to executive session because it is a personnel issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was wanting to attend the meeting, basically they would be hearing the call to order. They'd hear that we're going to executive session, then they'd hear we're coming back, and then we'd adjourn.
Yes.
It's not a board meeting for public opinion or statement, and it's not one where public comment on the applicant is welcome or asked for.
Right.
Agreed.
Wilson?
Well, anytime you have an open meeting, you have to have public comment. You have to have. So
okay.
So we will need a public comment section.
You have to have. Yeah.
Well, we should allow for that in our time.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
maybe.
5 minutes up front.
Okay.
5 minutes before we start, so.
I'm not going to
be in town.
We'll miss you.
We'll cite the exemption.
Wynn will come and comment on your behalf.
Specifically for first discussion on first board trustees for nominations or replacement, yeah. So we'll cite the right exemption when we prepare the adjournment. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Motion to adjourn? Second? All in favor? Aye. Is anybody ever opposed? No opposition. We're adjourned.